This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, right here with Francisco Rojas. And man, the Phils get another win, another series win, this time out in Colorado, where they won last night 9-5. And boy, the Rockies do look like they're on pace to be one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball history. But who cares? Philly's doing what they need to do and getting another win, and have been quietly, really quietly, it truly is quietly, one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. And they now are tied with the Dodgers for wins as far as the most wins in the National League. 31-18 are the Phils, 31-19 are the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the Phils stand atop first place in the NL East, Mets are in second at a game and a half. So, simple show for you today. Recap last night's game, get into my observations and takeaways. We'll update you on injuries to Weston Wilson and Aaron Nola. What are the updates on that? Update you on Andrew Painter. He had his latest outing for the Iron Pigs last night. We'll preview today's game, which is a 3:10 start time. Stick around, I'll give you some bets to take for that game. And a former Philly, I would say, a Philly that we love, definitely in recent memory, has retired. We'll give him his flowers in just a little bit and end the show with a little round MLB and this day in Philly's history. So, to recap last night, again, Phils win 9-5 over the Colorado Rockies. Phils would get out to a 2-0 lead in the top of the first after a throwing error by Rockies catcher Hunter Goodman. Would bring around Trey Turner as he stole third, but then would steal home as the throw went out into left field. Castellanos would have a sack fly that would score Bryce Harper. Rockies would get a run back in the bottom of the first. 2-1 Phils at that point. They would get another run back in the bottom of the second. Then it was all tied up. And then top of the third is where the Phils, I guess this is pretty much where they won this game for the most part. Trey and Bryce go back to back. Trey going to left on a bomb, Bryce on a bomb to center. And then JT would have a 2-run double to end the inning. And Phils would have a 6-2 lead at that point. Rockies get a home run in the bottom of the fourth from Nick Martini. And then in the top of the fifth, Alec Boehm would hit a RBI single that would bring in Nick Castellanos. Top of the sixth, JT Realmuto, 2-run bomb. He had a huge night. Pretty much, I mean, he was for the most part the player of the game. I mean, he was the player of the game. 2-run home run, and then 9-3 Phils, and then 9-5 after the Rockies would get a couple of runs in the ninth, and the Phils would go on to win, like I said, 9-5 over the Colorado Rockies. So another series win as they take the first three games in this series at Coors Field. So my observations and takeaways from last night's game. So number one, it's obvious, but Phil's offense doing what they're supposed to do to Rockies pitching. So what was it? 17 hits in both of the first two games. 17 hits. And scored, what was it? Nine and seven runs. And then you get 12 runs on nine hits. I mean, do the math. What's that? 34 plus 12 more hits last night. It's 46. And that's 46 hits in three games. 9, 16. What's 25? 46 hits, 25 runs in three games for this Phillies offense. Doing what they're supposed to be doing. Two Rockies pitching. Rockies starting pitching, 30th in ERA to this point. Rockies relief pitching in Major League Baseball, 21st in ERA. Didn't really get to Kyle Freeland too much in game one, but were able to get to the bullpen. And then in game two, you were able to get to Senzatella a little bit, and then you got to Ryan Rolison as well, and that's how you picked up those seven runs. And then last night, getting the nine runs between getting to Carson Palmquist, who is young and now has an 11.88 ERA in his first season in the majors. Not so great, but we don't care. And then they were able to get a couple of runs off Rockies bullpen as well. So it was a good night for the Phillies offense. They're doing what they're supposed to do in this series. I mean, four 25 runs and 46 hits in three games. We'll certainly take that. Phillies offense doing what they're supposed to be doing to a Rockies team like this. Does feel like they're a minor league team the way the Rockies are playing. So this is just kind of taking care of business if you're the Phillies, and hopefully they can do the same today, this afternoon, which we'll get into in a little bit. Second takeaway, big night for JT that can hopefully jolt him to really start getting hot. I mean, yes, he has been good in the month of May, much better than he was in April. He does have an 802 OPS this month, but hopefully this can really jolt him to start to get hot, because this is like the last year that I was hoping that we would get one more at least close to elite year from JT Realmuto, at least offensively. We know he's still good defensively, but can he be good offensively still? Still, I mean, his numbers have gotten to this point to being league average. You know, he has a 316 on base, 17 OPS. His OPS is right around league average at this point. His 5 home runs on the year, 19 ribbies, 8 doubles. Doesn't have horrible numbers, but again, the way this team is built, you know, JT Realmuto is not getting paid to just be a good defensive catcher. He's being paid to be a good offensive catcher at the same time. So I'm still hoping. I know, 34 years old, I understand, but JT was paid, you know, the money that he was paid, 5 years, almost $116 million to be one of the best catchers in the game, if not the best, by being able to be a great offensive catcher while also being an above average defensive catcher as well. So I'm hoping that this type of game that you get from JT, 3 for 5, a double, and the missile to left field, hoping that that can really jolt him to really get hot. Again, he's been better in May, and you're happy about that, but can he be even better? Can he be even better and really start to get hot? Like Bryce Harper has gotten hot, which gets into my last observation from last night. Trey Turner and Bryce Harper both stay hot. Trey's been just really hot in the month of May in general. He's hitting .341. He's got a .308 average on the year now, and a .506 slug during the month of May. So Trey continues to just be really good this month of May. I mean, he hasn't been as hot as Bryce Harper has been over his last, May 12th is when he cut his hair, and it's been 10 days since Bryce cut his hair, and we're like, what the heck? He's just trying something, but it's worked. So Trey's been really good, but not as hot as Bryce has been, again, since he cut his hair on May 12th against the Cardinals. Bryce, since that day, .455 average, .513 on base, a .667 slug, almost a .1200 OPS. does feel like it should be more than one home run, but it's a home run and nine RBI since he's cut his hair on May 12th. So it's good to see Bryce starting to get hot now. We've been waiting for this. He's, you know, is not necessarily been Bryce Harper, it feels like, you know, over the first month or so of the season. So it's really good to see Bryce start to get hot here. This is the Bryce Harper that we know. We know what we do in the city. We overreact. We panic a little bit. We can get frustrated, which I totally get. And it still feels like it's a bit of a different Bryce Harper this year. But this is a step in the right direction for Bryce as he's really getting hot. Again, almost 1,200 OPS since he cut his hair. Okay, injuries and transactions that you need to know about. Really just injuries. Weston Wilson, who had the migraine. Left the game with a migraine last night. His expected return is just day-to-day right now, according to Phillies.com. Exited in the fourth inning yesterday due to a migraine, but he should be okay, according to Rob Thompson and Phillies.com. Aaron Nola, who has been dealing with a sprained right ankle, he's expected to return late this month or early in June. And Rob Thompson said, according to Phillies Nation, Rob Thompson said his ankle is still sore. He played long toss yesterday at Coors Field, and the Phils hope to have him throw off a mound during the series, next series, against the A's. I was almost going to say the Sacramento A's, but they're still just the A's. So against the A's. So that is what you need to know on the injury front when it comes to Philadelphia Phillies. Thank you to Phillies.com and PhilliesNation.com for the info and updates. Okay, how about an update on Andrew Painter? Andrew Painter was on a five-inning, 75-pitch limit last night for his, what was it, his second or third start against for the AAA Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. And he went four innings, three hits, two runs. One of those were earned, one walk, and seven strikeouts. So Painter looking pretty good from what I saw in another outing for AAA Lehigh Valley. It's looking, this is good progress for him as he is supposed to, you know, at some point, still looking like it's going to be July.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Part of either this Phillies rotation or whether it's the bullpen, but still from, you know, the recent updates and news and whatnot is that Painter is going to be probably a part of this rotation. And Painter doing work last night, four innings, seven strikeouts, just the one earned run as the Iron Pigs get an 8-5 win over the Bisons. So that is your update on Andrew Painter. Always good stuff to hear with one of the top pitching prospects in baseball. Okay, preview of today's game, which starts at 3:10 Eastern time. I mean, it would just be nice just to continue to win and beat these teams that you're supposed to beat, like the Colorado Rockies, one of the best teams in the National League right now, the Philadelphia Phillies. you should continue to just beat up on them, especially when you're facing somebody like Germán Márquez on the mound for the Rockies. Let's get to the starting pitching matchup. It's going to be Ranger Suárez, who is coming off a good start against the Pirates. Not as good of an outing as he had prior, but still a good outing against the Pirates as he went 7 and gave up 3 earned runs. So Ranger, quality start against the Pirates. So a good progress after Ranger's first outing wasn't all so great, but the last two outings have been, you know, been good. Second outing, really good. Last outing, just good. But it's good to see from Ranger. And then Germán Márquez for the Colorado Rockies, who's not been good this year, has been good in the past, but not so good this year, has an 8.78 ERA on the season, coming off a not-so-great start against the Diamondbacks. So take advantage for the Phils. Keep that momentum going against Germán Márquez, where he has not been great this year. So if you're this Phillies offense, really focus on getting to Germán Márquez, who, just keep getting it going against this Colorado pitching staff, who is, again, it's been absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrendous. So, 30th in ERA, 30th in whip, 30th in strikeouts per nine, 30th in hits per nine, all in last in Major League Baseball with Colorado starting pitching, as Germán Márquez, not so great. So, and contributing to those Rockies, rankings in Major League Baseball right now. Bets to take in this game. Yes, got some bets for you this afternoon. All right, so I got three bets for you, all from FanDuel. So go on FanDuel and take these bets. Trey Turner to hit a home run, plus 500. Trey's got, what, 3-4 homers on the season? I think it's, what, 3 now? Just double-checking. If not, it doesn't even matter if it's 3 or 4, whichever. It's 3. So 3 homers, feeling like Trey needs... I mean, Trey's not going to be on pace to hit like 15 home runs this year, is he? Like, I don't believe it. Like, Trey's going to hit at least 20 this year. Sorry, Trey's got to hit at least 20. So I'm taking back-to-back games for home runs this for Trey Turner, plus 500. Bryce Harper to record 2+ hits, plus 110. Keep it going with Bryce. Bryce stays hot, I think, plus 110 against a bad starter in Germán Márquez that has been this year. Bryson Stott to record a stolen base, plus 240. Stott will be back in the lineup against a righty in Germán Márquez. So Trey Turner to hit a home run, plus 500. Bryce Harper to record 2+ hits, plus 110. And then Bryson Stott to record a stolen base, plus 240. Take all three of those bets. Congratulations to Gene Segura, who has retired after 12 seasons in Major League Baseball. 4 of those were with the Philadelphia Phillies. And, I mean, just congrats to Gene, man. I'm so happy that Gene's career here in Philadelphia ended on a really positive note, because there were, some times that weren't so great with Gene here, running into problems with, was he not hustling and got into some trouble there with, I think it was Girardi, right? It was Girardi or Kapler, but I'm pretty sure it was Girardi, and was having, I think he got benched a game, and there was like issues with it being benched, but was he actually benched? I don't even necessarily remember, but I don't care, because the one thing that I do remember from Gene is him starting that comeback for the Phillies in the ninth against the St. Louis Cardinals in game 1 of the National League Wild Card Series, where the Phils end up winning that first game and then end up winning the second game. And that was all because, Gene started that rally. It looked like a Vladdy Guerrero swing. That ball was in the dirt way to the outside and low and outside, and Gene starts it and brought home, a couple of runs. And that would really start the run for took the hit by the pitch, but Gene with that hit, that was huge, man. And congrats to Gene. I mean, again, it was kind of up and down here with Gene, but I'm glad it ended the way it did, where the Phillies, he was a part of that run to the National League pennant. And but congrats to Gene. 12 seasons in Major League Baseball. Thanks so much for what you did here in Philadelphia. We'll love you forever for being a part of that playoff and National League pennant run. Okay, how about a little bit of a round Major League Baseball? So just looking at some of these scores from last night, we'll first look at the National League East. And we will start with the Mets, who won in Boston. There's been a lot of drama there with the Walker Buehler Lindor stuff. But the Mets, with a 5-1 win in Fenway, Mets beat the Red Sox 5-1. And then the Braves and Nats got postponed. So Braves and Nats got postponed yesterday. I'm trying to see. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, Miami did play last night. Yeah, Miami played, and they lost to the Cubs 2-1. So those are your scores as far as the National League East goes. How about just real quick some scores from around the rest of Major League Baseball? Pirates got a 3-1 win at home against the Reds. Tampa Bay, the Rays, they were able to get a win against the Astros 8-4. Twins in a tight one with the Cleveland Guardians, 6-5 win in Minnesota. Baltimore with a 8-4 win in Milwaukee. And then the Cardinals lost at home to the Tigers, who are they've been the best team in Major League Baseball so far. Best record in MLB, 33-17, and the Tigers with a 5-1 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. The Mariners got a 6-5 victory over the Chicago White Sox, 6-5 in Chicago. The Pope is devastated. The Royals, 8-4 with a victory over the San Francisco Giants. Cleveland, I guess that was a doubleheader. Cleveland and Minnesota, 5-1 victory for Cleveland over Minnesota. Yankees, 4-3 win. They get a walk-off win off the bat, Jason Dominguez, 4-3 over Texas. Blue Jays, 14-0, winning big there. Toronto over the Padres at the Rogers Center. Angels, 10-5 win over the Athletics in Sacramento. And then the Dodgers with a 3-1 victory at Dodger Stadium over the D-backs. So that's what you got to know, need to know for round MLB. How about this day in Phillies history? Always find some interesting ones here. Let's go back to 1890, as we always do. We always go back to the 1800s with this day in Phillies history. In this show, 1890, Phillies manager Harry Wright is inexplicably struck blind. Catcher Jack Clements took his place as the first of three interim managers, earning a 13-6 record. Excuse me, I got to do more research there on why Harry Wright was struck blind. But inexplicably means that we don't know, right? I think that's what that word means. I'll double check. Maybe I'll find out what it means before the show is over. If not, I'll just look like an idiot, and maybe I'll be ready for next show. 1952, pitcher Curt Simmons hits an inside the park home run against the Pirates, the last time a Phillies pitcher accomplished that feat. It's been a long time, but I guess it won't ever happen again, technically. Well, it could happen, depending if you're going to pinch hit a pitcher, but you're not going to do that for the most part. Probably won't happen. So, I mean, Curt Simmons probably the last one ever for the Phillies? Probably. 2014, after pitching in a day game at AA Redding, 2010 first-round draft pick Jesse Biddle was caught in a severe hailstorm. Hailstones broke the window of his car and gave him a concussion, which led to his missing almost 2 months of playing time. It's way back, almost 11 years ago now that happened. So that was a crazy story that happened way back to former Phillies first round draft pick Jesse Biddle. And I mean, that's just insane way to get a concussion. So way back when that happened, Jesse Biddle, who had a very short career in the majors, but never played for the Phils, but did have a really good rookie season for the Braves. But after that, not so much. Only played a couple of seasons in the majors, but an insane way to get a concussion. So that is going to do it for another episode of Phillies Today. Appreciate every single one of you for tuning in. to Phillies 24/7. Make sure you stay tuned for everyone else that does a great job on this show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. Make sure you stay tuned for Phillies baseball today at 3:10. Listen to 94 WIP Scott Fransky on the call with Kevin Stocker. That will do it for me, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.